chance that you would have this written down. Unless you literally phoned. So I wouldn't even know how to find that information and not me. Do you
welcome?
Now we enter the stage, Narwhal versus Narwhal. My mom did help me, you know, finish the race to BC Cross-Country Championships and inspired the new Narwhal Dunk SB shoes. She did a cable access show called Our Pioneers and Neighbors, and she would interview the next door neighbor. I did not understand. I wanted celebrity dirt. I wanted celebrity interviews. And she was talking to the next door neighbors. I did not understand that. And it was really a problem that I didn't understand what's going on, because the next door neighbor, she said to me, has just as much of a story as celebs, but it's up to you as the interviewer to bring out the interviewee's greatness. An example would be like the producer that everybody loves, Rick Rubin. And one of the projects that he took on a few years ago, or many years ago, was with Johnny Cash. A lot of people had thought he was washed up, but Rick was a genius. Johnny was not washed up. Rick was able to exploit and bring out, not really exploit, but exploit. What's the word? He was able to bring out the greatness of Johnny Cash. And that's basically what my mom was able to do, talking to next door neighbors. And she had a show called Our Pioneers and Neighbors, and I thought I'd play a tiny clip of my mom right here.
Pioneers and Neighbors. I'm Olga Ruskin. We're going on a walking tour of historic North Lonsdale today with North Shore author Roy Pallant.
Well, thank you very much, Bob, for coming along.
It's been a real pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say so.
Thanks.
I also want to thank Bass Collins and the West Vancouver Memorial Library for the material they have supplied for this program. For Neighbors, I'm Olga Ruskin.
There is my mom. And she did a show, a game called Our Pioneers and Neighbors. And I would go to school, and lots of my friends go like, I saw your mom on TV. And I'd be like, oh, yeah. So I'd go home and I'd see my mom on TV and I would exclaim, oh God, my mom's on Channel 10. And that was the name of the first record that I put out in 1989, featuring like my band The Evaporators, also featuring like The Smugglers and interview clips. And you're thinking to yourself, interview clips? Yeah, that's how hard it was to get your interviews out there. Yeah. Now the power is in your pocket. But I had to record interviews on CITR on cassette, then dump it to Reel to Reel, and then press the vinyl, and then mail the vinyl records to be pressed, and then get the records back, and then mail out the records to various community campus radio stations to get my interviews out there. It was so hard. Now it's like completely easy to be able to get your stuff out there. And also notice my mom mentioned the library. She went to the library. She went to a library to research. It's like pretty obvious to actually do something, but that is how hard it is to get your music out there a long time ago. Also, I would like put stuff to VHS tapes, and in the 1990s, I put on a gig at University of British Columbia in the Sub Ballroom, which I think is now a physics lab. And at the Sub Ballroom, we had Mudhoney play. Was anybody at the gig in 1990? What do you remember about the gig? What do you remember about the gig?
You getting spat on.
Why did that happen?
Because you gave out nickels, and so if they came to the next Narwhal show, they'd get a dime, and then they'd get a quarter. And the punks didn't care and they threw the nickels at you, and then you said, spit on me. And they started horking things that were like egg-like. And you sometimes say, I still have a cold from that.
It's just completely true. And the only way to get Mudhoney to play that gig was to send him a VHS tape. And I made a VHS tape of all my interviews, and at the beginning of the tape, I had a message. So this is me from 1990 trying to get Mudhoney to play a gig in Vancouver, British Columbia,
Canada.
It's
not about a human serviette here coming at you from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And well...
All right, once again, we are back with Speak Up, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. There was a lot to unpack with that last clip that I just played. First, he went over something that I thought was really interesting, was that, you know, I think one thing that he, Nardwuar, is well known for is presenting his interviewees with, you know, music artifacts or just information about their personal lives that just absolutely shock and floor them. And it was interesting to hear that he doesn't really see it that way. That according to him, you know, like this is information that is if you do your research, can be found. And he's not doing it to, you know, shock people or make people think that he's some... crazy agent researcher kind of person, but that he just wants to get them to talk, and often it does work. It does get them to talk, and it kind of catches people off guard, and I think that's what results in so many of his amazing interview moments. Another thing that I thought was really sweet is that he played a clip from a show that his mom hosted at a certain point, Our Pioneers and Neighbors, where she would go around interviewing neighbors within the North Shore, which I thought was really cool because I actually grew up in North Vancouver as well. So just seeing that that was a TV show that apparently existed at some point, I was never aware of it. And I just thought that was really sweet. And also seeing, yeah, just where he got some of his inspiration from in that case also was really, really cool. And also just to the, hearing about the lengths he will go to get an interview with someone, I thought was very interesting and entertaining. Next, he spoke on some failures that have occurred throughout his life. You know, even though he is an extremely successful interviewer, has his own Nike collab now, he is still someone that has been doing this since the late 80s, and someone who has been... pushed around and frankly bullied by a lot of the groups that he was interviewing early on, and has obviously had to deal with a lot of hardship. And I think this was kind of him talking about that a little bit.
Joe, with David Letterman, I thought I had the ammo ready to go. This is like the Late Show. So this is a letter we got back from the Late Show. Dear Nardwuar, thank you for sending us the videotapes and clippings regarding your show, Nardwuar the Human Serviette. We have discussed it at a recent talent meeting and unfortunately do not feel it is right for our show. Thanks for thinking of the Late Show and taking the time to write. And this is the part that hurt the most. Enclosed, please find the tape you sent us. I thought, okay, I'm rejected, but at least I'll keep the tape for like Christmas parties. But they sent me back the actual tape. I was like, oh my God, so depressed. I thought this would like lead to MTV. And look at the date, March the 25th. And so, when should I buy a wall? I guess you should. I should have quit the next day, ba-boom. But according to different pundits, how many years do you have to try at something? 10. What's 10 plus? 1994? I should have retired in 2004, but I didn't. I kept trying. I kept going there, so I thought I would hit up the D David Letterman show. All these years later, 18 years later, I sent another tape to the David Letterman show with their new improved Nardwar demo. Thank you for your interest in The Late Show with David Letterman. Unfortunately, we feel that an appearance is not quite right at this time. Once again, we appreciate taking the time to write and wish you ever success in the future. But look, they did not return the tape. So I won. But it's hard to impress upon people to, you know, I am still trying. Like, for instance, there's a comment, and I really appreciate, again, people commenting and coming out to Hollywood Theater tonight. People commented on one interview that I did, Nardwar has been doing this stuff for so long. How was he able to interview so many celebrities yet have a low profile until recent times? Keep up the good work, Nard. Are you kidding? How is he able to keep a low profile? I was not trying to keep a low profile. You saw examples. I'm still mad. Oh, is David Letterman still on the air? No, but he made a comeback, so there's still something to try for. Don't give up. Why am I still doing it? Well, there's lots to learn. There's lots to learn. And every interview you do, you learn something. And the minute you learn everything is the minute you quit. Patience sucks. Don't give up. How do I get satisfaction? How do I get satisfaction? Well, first off, I can breathe. Yeah! I wake up in the morning. But number two, I love when I interview somebody like Snoop. Doggy Dog, and then he mentions the comedian Red Fox. And that's the dog he tried to ball. How's that? How's his shoe looking so far? Oh, yeah. We don't have to. Oh, thank you. So respectful. You did not open the shoe. Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. But for me, like when I interviewed Snoop Doggy Dogg, like he mentioned the comedian Red Fox that helped you win the shoes right there. And then I go to Red Fox video and it says, Snoop and Nardwar sent me here. Yeah. That's how I feel I win. Woo. We turn something on to somebody else, whether it be music or whether it be a doll or whatever. I would also like to thank everybody for coming out tonight to the Hollywood Theater. I'd like to thank Alex and the entire crew from Hollywood, and also the DJs, Flip and Jay. And Jay I met and Flip at CITR Radio in 1995 or a little later, and they were behind Elements Magazine, which is kind of like the hip-hop version of the Scorter Magazine out of CITR. It's amazing the people you meet through CITR Radio. But I guess the main thing to remember, and I think I mentioned this before, is like, have fun. Just, like, it's entertainment. It's entertainment. You're not a lawyer. You're not, like, an accountant. Or what. It's having fun. And here's a clip from me, 1988, doing a radio show, and I'm, like, carrying around a sandwich. Like, I don't, like, nowadays, I don't think I have a sandwich or anything, but I'm, like, having fun. It's like a sandwich. Like, this reminds me, like, have fun. So here's me in 1988 at CITR Radio.
Meet Nardwar. He's just briefing his guests. Preparation is the key to good programming.
Yeah.
What's you're going to do now?
What am I going to do? Well, it's time right now for a Nardwar the Human Serviette show on CITR, FM 102, K 102, Vancouver. And it's a show, a variety show. Some people have called it a stupid variety show. No! This is the Nardwar show! You guys know you're on the air, you know that? You guys are on the air. The show hasn't begun yet. They would start early.
Do you have any idea what you're going to do once you get out of university, you know, when you grow up?
Well, my parents have an idea. My dad would like me to be an engineer.
And what do you think about that?
I'm going to try to be an engineer, but I don't think I'll be an engineer.
Okay, so that was one other clip that was played during the night, which, again, there's just so much energy coming from him. It's interesting that it felt like a lot of the times he was just going from one idea to the next and kind of just like slurring his words in a way and almost mumbling through it, but with so much conviction and energy that, you know, you couldn't not understand him. And it was just really cool. And also, yeah, being able to hear him talk about some of the failures that he's had throughout his career, specifically the time that he sent a tape of his work to the David Letterman show, and they literally sent the tape back to him, I thought was really entertaining. And then to learn that 10 years later, he also sent another tape to the David Letterman show, and they still denied it, but they didn't send the tape back that time. There were a lot of really cool gems like that throughout the night. There were a lot of moments where he was definitely promoting his Nike collaboration, his Nike Dunks, the Nardwars or whatever those shoes are called. They looked pretty cool. And I saw some people wearing it throughout the night. It was a packed theater and it was a really good time. Another interesting aspect of the show was the fact that before and after the show, he was just kind of out and about, and there was a lineup of people going to speak to him. And, you know, one reason that I wanted to attend this Nardwar Video Vault is because I wanted to get the chance to hopefully speak with him, and I wanted to do so in a way that would catch his attention. So, you know, here at CJSF, we have a very vast archive of physical music. You know, that's something that my show Analog Archives at Thursdays at 6 p.m. is all about, is exploring and analyzing the physical music we have here at the station. And, you know, one of those things that we have, one of the bands that we have a lot of music from, is the Evaporators, which is a band the Nardwar is in still to this day. And I wanted to show him some of the old Evaporators records we had, including one that has him on the front cover and whoever was the music director at the time, which seems like he knew who the music director at the time was, and you'll hear that soon enough, wrote on it a speech bubble that says, "Oh, I wish I worked at CJSF," coming out of Nardwar's mouth. And I thought that was really funny, and I really wanted to show him that. As among other records, it didn't pan out to a full interview, but I did get to talk to him a bit, so that was cool, and I got to record some of it as well. But before that, one other aspect of the show that was really, really awesome was the fact that after the speech that he gave, there was a Q&A portion. At the end of the Q&A portion, he received a question from one of his friends, and the question that was asked was, when are the Evaporators going to be performing again? When are they going to be touring again? You know, it's been years. And he answered it very uncharacteristically at first. You know, he was like, "Oh, it's so hard, you know, everyone's so busy," and it just that felt very peculiar considering the energy he'd been putting out up until that point. Well, it turns out that the Evaporators were there all along, and they were about to perform. That was a bit of the first track that they played, which was Addicted to Cheese by the Evaporators. I had never really heard a lot of their music before, you know, doing research for this event. And I just thought it was really cool seeing someone that I had, you know, mainly associated with interviewing and music journalism, literally crowd surfing with a synthesizer, and at one point going shirtless during the show and just putting on this like really awesome high energy concert for like an hour after he had already spoken for an hour and already talked to hundreds of people. He then proceeded to then again talk to more people after the show. I don't know where he gets all his energy from, but it was really, really something to see. And I decided to approach him with a microphone and some records in my hand. And this is what came from it. It wasn't a full interview. In fact, much of what I recorded is me asking if he would like to do a more full length interview later on. At the time, I didn't remember what he said, but he did agree. He did agree. And I did reach out. So hopefully within the new year, CJSF will receive its very own full-length Nardwar interview where we go over some of the old records that he was involved with that we still have here at the station. That was one thing as well, is he seemed quite surprised that we still had all of these records. So we'd love to talk to him about that. Nardwar, if you're listening, please reach out. Anyways, here is that conversation.
Amazing. John Clark, his sister actually is Christy Clark, the ex-premier of British Columbia, who I did an interview with, and John Clark told Christy to do an interview with me. I think he helped that happen.
Wow.
And he used to be the music director of CJSF before, called C-Jive.
Yes.
They changed the name.
At one point, CKSFU as well. I had many different names before getting to CJSF.
I'm honored that you still have this, too.
Yes, we have a lot of your records, and that's why at some point, I mean, maybe not tonight, you had a hell of a performance, but I'd love to interview with you at some point. If I could just email you or something like that, that would be awesome.
Well, thanks very much. Definitely, I would love to talk to you, and thanks so much for keeping all these records. I mean, maybe you could describe to the people what's happening here.
Yeah, I mean, I can see some chest hair popping out. It's you singing into, I can't tell what kind of microphone that is.
A vintage mic. And actually, it's modeled after the Sammy Davis record called Now, because if you notice, like, it folds out to a gigantic...
Yeah. Into a poster, yeah.
Yeah, and liner notes, and it came also with a CD, so you buy it, you get the vinyl and the CD.
That would be amazing.
But this is totally amazing, and I'm honored that CJSF still has it in the record library. It's not a discard.
Yeah, no, we have everything in our record library, so I'd love to talk to you about it sometime, if you would have the opportunity to.
Yes, thank you, no problem.
Anyway, that was my very awkward conversation with Nardwar, but he was really, really nice. I think that was another thing that really caught me off guard, is that after talking to just hundreds of people, including someone who had a shoulder tattoo of his face, he just had so much energy and so much willingness to speak. And not only that, but just also start listing things that I didn't know about CJSF, specifically that part at the beginning about the previous music coordinator. It was just a really, really cool night and a really, really cool conversation. And I have been withholding something, and that is that there were actually two other things that I received from Nardwar that night. And the two things I'm referring to are two CJSF station IDs. That is right. This first one that I'm about to play is really interesting, because I didn't ask him to do this one to start. I said, hey, hi, I'm Danny from CJSF. I had my microphone out, and he just started speaking into it, which I thought was really, really interesting. And he ended up including me in it. And I, you know, even though that was awesome, I don't think the only Nardwar ID should be one where I'm included. So I'll play both of them, starting off with this first one. Please take a listen.
And it's Nardwar the Human Servia with
Danny Nesvedarani.
And you're listening to
CJSF Radio.
Yeah, do 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 do
do do
CJSF.
All right, and then later that night, I was like, "Hey, Nardwar, I would love to get one more ID from you." And here's what he provided.
Hi, it's Nardwar, the Human Serviette, saying you're listening to CJSF
Burnaby and Doodoo-Loo-Doo CJSF.
Oh man, yeah, that was really awesome. It was a really cool night. I'm really glad I went, and I'm really glad that I was able to speak to Nardwar. You know, as someone who loves community radio, it was really awesome meeting someone who is in the position that he's in, who is just also a diehard for this. And you know, one thing that's so amazing about community radio is I don't think I've ever met a single person involved in any community campus radio station that is secretive about it or is, you know, gatekeeping or wanting to keep it sort of insular. There is not a single person at the station that I think is doing that or has intended to ever do that, because everyone involved with community radio wants everyone involved with community radio. You know, it is a community. And it was just really cool for him to really start out the show and throughout the show mention CITR, mention community radio, mention all that you can do, and that it's a space to learn about new things and to hear voices and perspectives that you're not going to hear anywhere else. I think another thing that I thought was really interesting was when he mentioned that, you know, these people would come to CITR and they had this like really formal radio education. And they would say things like, oh, well, I can't be on the air. I can't be like, I can't do this because of my voice, you know, the register or the pitch or whatever. And it's like, that doesn't matter in community radio. You can sound however you sound. And we want your voice here. We want you to speak. We want you to be involved. We want your ideas, your perspectives. We want all of it. And if you're willing to, again, be a writer, a producer, a show host, a tastemaker, then community radio is the place for you, and we will help you every step of the way to get to where you want to go. You know, at one point that was Narwhar's job. He was the volunteer coordinator at CITR. I can only imagine what those volunteer orientations were like, but again, this is someone who, despite everything, is still heavily involved with the radio station that he got his start at. So that was a really beautiful thing. And again, super, super kind and really, really thankful that he was willing to speak with us. And hopefully that will lead to a more full-length interview in the future. That was just a bit of a teaser. So to end off this episode of Speak Up only on CJSF 90.1 FM, I'm going to be playing the studio version of Addicted to Cheese by The Evaporators. Once again, this has been Danny Nesvedarani, your host for the hour. Coming up right at 11 a.m. is Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Got a lot of amazing programming coming your way today.